From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday American troop strength in Afghanistan will remain higher than he planned through the end of his term.
The decision I'm making today ensures that my successor has a solid foundation for continued progress in Afghanistan, as well as the flexibility to address the threat of terrorism as it evolves.
Mr. Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. More than 8,000 troops will remain in the country despite earlier plans to drop that number to 5,500 by the end of the year. A British inquiry led by respected statesman John Chilcot has found that the invasion of Iraq 13 years ago was, in its words, unnecessary. In an official report, the inquiry says Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein represented no imminent threat to Britain or to Western powers. Chilcot said fears of WMD were overblown.
We have also concluded that the judgments about the severity of the threat posed by Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, WMD, were presented with a certainty that was not justified.
Chilcot blamed politicians, intelligence officials, diplomats, and generals for their role in the invasion. European Union lawmakers endorsed plans to bring together the EU's Frontex border agency and national border management authorities to help manage the flow of thousands of migrants trying to enter Europe. Under the plans, national authorities will continue to manage the borders on a day-to-day basis, but if EU borders come under pressure, local officials can request help from the European Border and Coast Guard Agency. EU countries will establish a pool of 1,500 officers and technical equipment that the agency could rapidly deploy. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to grill FBI Director James Comey Thursday concerning his decision to recommend no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. Comey has been called to testify before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. House Speaker Paul Ryan Wednesday suggested that Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, may have received preferential treatment from the FBI.
We have seen nothing but stonewalling and dishonesty from Secretary Clinton on this issue, and that means there are a lot more questions that need to be answered.
Paul Ryan. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Tbilisi Wednesday to sign a new joint military and security agreement with Georgia. The agreement assures Georgians that the U.S. will help them build their defenses.
This is a beautiful and democratic country in a challenging neighborhood at a testing time.
Kerry will also discuss security matters with Ukrainian officials in Kiev before joining U.S. President Barack Obama in Poland Friday for a summit of NATO leaders. NATO member states are expected to reaffirm Georgia's eventual membership. A report by the World Economic Forum finds technologically savvy countries are coming out ahead economically and in societal development. This year's Global Information Technology Report says Singapore tops the list of 139 ranked countries. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report finds seven countries, Finland, Switzerland, Sweden, Israel, Singapore, the Netherlands, and the United States, are leading the world in getting the most economic impact from investments in information and communications technologies, or ICT. It says this group of high-achieving economies is doing 33% better than other advanced economies and 100% better than emerging and developing economies. It says a supportive, enabling environment is critical for success. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division will lead the investigation into the fatal police shooting of a black man Tuesday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Alton Sterling suffered multiple gunshot wounds in an altercation with police outside a convenience store. Carl DeDabby Jr. is the Baton Rouge police chief.
The call came from someone who stated that a black male selling CDs and wearing a red sweatshirt threatened them with a gun. When officers arrived, Sterling was armed and the altercation ensued that resulted in the loss of his life.
The state's governor says the Justice Department will be assisted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and local law enforcement agencies. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.